Hey, my people. That's how I think I'm gonna open the show. Now, I want to talk to you about something magical that I have experienced. Let me see. Year 2001. That's the year I graduated high school. Psh, don't tell nobody else, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a minute ago. But still, I went to my prom that year. Great time. And as I went to the prom, I noticed something else also. I had an okay time at the prom, but I had a phenomenal time somewhere else. Hold on. Was it before or after the prom? I think it was before the prom. I had a phenomenal, great time at the Detroit Movement Festival. That used to be called Detroit Electronic Music Festival. That it used to be DEMF, or whatever, however you want to call it. But the Detroit Electronic Movement Festival, I used to have a ball there. Not only a ball, it literally was so damn fun with all my peoples that my prom was like, it was mediocre because of that thing. Let me explain to you. Now, it used to be free. Now, let's go a little bit history lesson real quick. Detroit is the king of techno. We are where it came from. Basically, someone said it came around right around that Wayne State area in Detroit, that Midtown Detroit area. And that was cool with me. But with that being said, we are still the king and the creator of techno, which is a worldwide language. No lie, it's the best thing ever. There'd be no dubstep. There'd be no drum and bass. There'd be no... probably wouldn't be no trip hop or no acid jazz or no ambient or no trance without us. Somebody was gonna probably make it, but nah, we created it. So real quick, hats off to Detroit for that one. And that's why I love the fact of where I live. I love the fact that I live in Detroit, because when I can say, hey, bro, I live in Detroit, the home of techno, and I do techno music. Now, don't get me wrong, in the hood, they do techno music a little bit different. It's so crazy, so much techno here that literally they do it, like, if you're in the hood, you're basically in the ghetto. So what type of techno would flourish in the ghetto? Oh, cool, ghetto tech. A lot of people hated that name, but I was like, bro, it's a name to it, because it was like, a lot of people back in the day, a lot of people was like, yeah, it's just called mixes. Nah, that wasn't hidden. Nah, like, it was a track called Godzilla, Let Me Bang. DJ Assault was really taking over this, and Godfather and 12 Tech Mob, and that's what got me on right there. One day in middle school, I was on the bus, my friend Dewan said, hey bro, come check this out. And I was like, what's that? And it was a 12 Tech Mob tape. I listened to his headphones and it was just like, oh my god, what is this? You know what I'm saying? But actually, a little bit before that, actually, because it was like all that, what's that underground stuff, like Two Live Crew type stuff. And a little bit, it had a little bit of ghetto tech too, because my uncle... Okay, let me start over. This is how I got started. When I seen this. Okay, Dewan, that was in the middle. I had to say that's what started me to really, really go into it. But the first thing that literally happened, I was on my auntie in them house. R.I.P. Helen. I went over Auntie Helen house. And as I was there, what was it? They had a party. Now, my Uncle Dave was DJing the party, so it was a basement party. So when you walk down the steps, you see the long, like, as you walk down the steps, you see the elongated basement and stuff like that. It's a big old house. So that's how the house was set up. And it had a couple of blue lights and I think a strobe. Now, when I went in there, I'm sorry for yarning, y'all. I'm a little sleepy. Now, when I went in there, it was like this. I went in, like, they had the party going on, and it was like, y'all kids, y'all stay up here. The grown folks down there and everything else, and y'all watch this these cartoons now. And they had some old whack-ass cartoons on the tape. Whatever, Bugs Bunny and crap. Like, y'all play with these toys and y'all watch these cartoons. How could you watch all these cartoons with music going on? Like, I got a problem. Like, I can't. No, I'm not doing it, damn it. You know what I'm saying? So, I ends up going, sneaking downstairs. I was like, what's up? Talking to my cousin. You know, let's sneak downstairs and see what they're doing. Let's sneak down there. So, the first time we tried to sneak, got caught in the kitchen. No, y'all go y'all ass in that room and watch some cartoons. Sit y'all ass down. Sit y'all ass down. Damn. So we waited a little bit longer, and then guess what? Still snuck down the step. I made it down. I was the first one because I was the most excited. I made it halfway down the steps, and all you can see is like everybody just parlaying, and that it was like a almost like a glow, and the strobe lights was going, and that it was like that you know what I'm saying, that ghetto bass was banging. And I was young. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And people popping a booty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, females popping their booty normal. But females popping that booty and everything. Like, they was partying. And that's what changed my life. That little half a second, it was just like almost like my jaw dropped. It was that deep at the time. So I'm what the. After a while, somebody come out again. Some lady, I don't know who this lady was. Yay, get y'all ass upstairs. So we back upstairs. I'm like, dog, that's all I had to see. You know what I'm saying? Because literally I'm days go past and I still remember that. But she made us go upstairs and y'all stay in this room, watch these cartoons. Y'all about to go to bed if y'all keep on playing. How you gonna go to bed and these speakers is banging right under our head? Like, what? Who can do that? No, we didn't go to bed. I think my mom's was there, my pops was there, my Uncle Dave, and I know it was my pop's side of the family because, you know what I'm saying, that's my pop's sister, Helen. RIP both of them. And they was having a ball. So a couple years later, I was in middle school. Then I get in the back of the bus with DeJuan, and then next thing you know, he had 12 Tech Mob. Oh man, I said, bro, let me burn this. No. It wasn't even burned back then. It was like, let me copy this on another tape. Now look, y'all cannot tell my mother this. Or my auntie Annie, you know what I'm saying? Or anybody. But I think, I'm not quite sure, I don't think I did, but I'm not quite sure what tape it was. But I think it was Brownstone, or was it, I know it wasn't Blackstreet, but I think it was Brownstone. That was their favorite tape. I think I put some tissue in the top parts of the tape. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Took the tape and recorded over it. I'm not quite sure was it, but or either. It could have been another tape. But I know this. I had some tape. I covered the name, the label name, and everything else. And I was like, dog, this is mine. I don't care what's on this tape. I'm recording this. 12 Tech Mob recorded the whole thing. Oh, man, I went crazy. I listened to that tape, pop, man. To it pop. And that's when I knew right then and there, I love ghetto tech and just techno in general. Then I had to say my Uncle Dewey. And another thing, too. Don't think everybody is passed on, but yeah, I had to say, God rest his soul, also Uncle Dewey. So I think it's my father, my Auntie Helen, Uncle Dewey, and Annie. They're not with us right now. I love them to death, I swear, all of them. And one thing about it, it's like
My Uncle Dewey gave me that, hey man, check this Kraftwerks out. Gave me a tape. It was the weirdest little blue tape. And next thing you know, he took it back. Now this is crazy. I listened to it a lot, but he took it back. It was weird and glitchy and everything else. Now when he took it back, now check this out. This is sometimes this is how it got worked. Now check this out. My homeboy, he said that sorry about that. My homeboy said, hey, it's a car in front of my house. We don't know whose it is. It's just all open. I think it's a Stoley. Let's basically jump in there and grab whatever we can and dip out. All the doors unlocked and everything. You just nobody know who car it is. It was a stolen car. So it's a stolen car in front of his house over on Braddon. Dude named Brandon. I'm like, dog, what you mean? Like, who car is it? We out there playing it, you know what I'm saying? Middle schoolers and just chilling and doing what we do. And I said, screw it, I don't care. Open it up. Let's see. Oh, yeah, they got some tapes in here. And I'm a music fanatic. So I grabbed some stuff. I grabbed, I think, Bone Thugs and Harmony, which I do not listen to this day. I grabbed, I think it was called the Grave Diggers or something. Yep, the Grave Diggers. I think that's RZA's first group that he ever was with, if you didn't know that. And I grabbed Kraftwerks. What the hell? Like, what was the coincidence of that? And some dude named Red Rum, which is murder backwards. It's weird. But, Red Rum, I think I threw that shit out. That shit had to go. It was horrible. The Grave Diggers was all right. I could listen to it because it still had, like, a little bit of hip-hop feel. Bone Thugs and Harmony, that's back then. I don't do that no more. I'll tell you why later. But that's just then. That's what probably my next episode. I'll tell you why. But after that, I got that Kraftwerks again. And I think it was one more little Ghetto Tech track CD tape, too. And I actually, I went crazy. Oh, and Tupac. So I grabbed all of them. Man, I was listening to all types of stuff before I go to bed. And literally, that's what gave me the passion, love, and drive for techno. Now, I had to definitely say this because the fact is, it's two things. The Electronic Music Fest, which is not Detroit Electronic Music Fest anymore. It is called Movement Festival. I think it's under new management. But back when it was free, it was the best thing smoking. Boy, when I tell you that me and my niggas, we did so much it made no doggone sense. It was. I'm gonna just say, dang, that's what I'm gonna just say, cause it was something else. I'm gonna have to literally make this thing in two parts because it's a little crazy. And that would be a total story to tell. And it's a little, it can probably be a little illegal. It can probably be a little illegal, but I'm gonna clean it up. Make sure that, the courts can't use it against me, you know, it's so many stories that it makes no damn sense. I actually got 3 years of stories packed up in one story, but I couldn't even give it to you right now. But we used to go down there as a crew. Me, my two brothers, Buddy, Chris, CJ, Kendall, Vern, R. Dirt, Carl, Kyrie, which is Ditto now, and yeah, it's named Ditto, but yeah, and it was just like, bro, we was there, and sometimes we'll just bring a random person, like, it don't even matter, or we'll meet some random people, I'll be like, bro, we out there. Now, as we was out there, we ain't used to get into no fights or nothing, like, no trouble like that, but it was just the fact that, you know what I'm saying, we was young, dumb, and full of cum, and everybody was single. I ain't give a damn who it was. we was all just going crazy. So, with that being said, that Movement Festival is this Memorial Day weekend. It is very much needed. I need to go, gotta go, and I'm going again. Even though I get my tickets for a discount price, I wish it was a little bit more freer than that. But that's cool. I'm still there. Get it for a discount price. That's cool. But I am in the building. Your boy DJ Fluff. I just had to real quick just let you know about this Movement Festival. And plus, not only just that, it's like so many DJs. It didn't make no damn sense. And so many after parties. Now, I feel a little whack this year because last year and the year before that, man, I had so many parties I had to do. I got a DJ at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got a DJ, let me see. On Friday, I got a DJ at 8 p.m. Then I got an hour set after 8 and DJ at 10. Then after the 10 o'clock, I got a, I'm good on that day. That's Friday. And that wasn't even Movement day. That was the day before. Then I got a party to do at 5 a.m. on Saturday. And after 5 a.m. on Saturday, I got another one to do 12 noon on Sunday. Then on also on Sunday again, I had 12 noon. I had 3 p.m. No, 12 noon, 9 o'clock, and a 12:30. Yep. 12 noon, 9 o'clock, and midnight. Basically midnight because I was there at 12. And this year, and then I had nothing on Monday. But this year, I actually only have, like, basically a street performance. And, and the 25th, which is the first day of the Movement, I have to go all the way out in White Lake, I think, and do a festival. So, that's pretty cool. And I'm doing that with Mark. Cooper, aka Player One, and Blizzard. So we basically soundproofing it up there and getting free mixtapes ready. That's one thing right there. It's a little bit it's a lot of stuff to do this week. I got flyers that I just got done yesterday, and mixtapes now, and everything else. And it's like, man, it's crazy. It's the jump off and everything else. But with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead in this podcast real quick with these words. Yes, Detroit, the home of techno. Yes, we always gonna be the home of techno. And I'ma always say that's my home, even if I don't live in a home of techno no more. Why? Cause it run through the vein. Techno straight in the blood, baby. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't, I'ma OD on it one day. Let's do it. I'm a fiend. What do you like? Like, your favorite thing, basically. What is your favorite thing? Like, what do you like so much that you just like, bro, that's my stuff? I hope it's something straight and not sinful. But yeah, definitely hit me back if you can do that. Definitely sign up for my fan list. People get this podcast and stuff first before it even drops. So sign up on DJFluff313.com. Sign up for my mailing list. And I can tell you when my album coming out, because I just did an Instagram post the other day. I have to push it back. But with that being said, you know what I'm saying? It's not my fault. And I'm going to say goodbye. I will talk to y'all later. Podcast out. Hey, how are we doing today? It is a beautiful Wednesday morning. Actually, it's not morning. It's like afternoon. And beautiful Wednesday afternoon, and basically, you know, just had to see what's going on with Anchor, or my platform, and let me see what we can rap about today. I got a small show for you real quick today. Basically, let me see how can I say this. When you are an artist, like myself or anybody else, especially Erykah Badu, she gets a lot of the flack a little bit. And any artist that goes through, let me see, how can I explain it? That goes through, okay, I had to reposition. That goes through a little bit of criticism about their work, their lifestyle, what they think, how they preserve stuff, how they see other things, and who they know, what did you do in a certain situation, all that stuff, just that by itself, on top of creating stuff and being an artist, sometimes it's very stressful. It is stressful. Let me explain. So it's like when you're an artist, you cannot, and I really mean cannot, really express your mind too much, because people, especially in the United States, they actually take it almost to the point of, let me see, how can I explain this? They take everything to heart. And if you're a favorite, if they like one of your songs, it's almost to the point of they relate it to you at this point in time. And if you disagree with anything that they literally agree with, it's going to be a problem. Let me. Okay, a prime example. I love Detroit JIT. If you don't know what Detroit JIT is right now, it's a dance style started actually back in the day. I think late 70s. It was called Jitterbug, and there was three guys. I'm sorry, I can't remember their name. I really want to throw their name in right now. But there was three guys. They're incredible guys. They came out with the style, JIT, and I think they was called the Jitterbugs. And what ends up happening is they were so incredible with their footwork and so light on their feet and so gravy that everybody loved them. Now, with that being said, back like I was saying, was I love Detroit JIT. And as I love Detroit JIT, it's sometimes the JIT community could be up and down. I want to be raw, but I kind of don't even feel like being raw. Basically, a lot of people in the JIT community hate you because you're doing anything different. You know what? I'm pausing so much because I want to be political correct. Remember how I just said artists want to be, have to be this. So look, I'm going to just take my gloves off. Here we go. I can't stand being political correct and not really speaking my mind. What I basically want to say is that, okay, one other thing too. Also, Chicago does their footwork thing too. Everybody call it footwork. Us, Detroit, we call it mostly Detroit JIT or JIT or JITN, whatever. And if you don't know what this is, please look it up on YouTube. Please go check it out real quick. But also, with this being said, Chicago and Detroit, let me tell you where they're different at. In Chicago, on making beats, on the producing of ghetto tech tracks, Chicago is king at it. Let me tell you why. They support each other. At least enough for them to actually keep creating tracks, and they just keep creating. The Chicago is like the Bronx. The Bronx keep making it. Detroit keep faking it, almost. But I'm not going to diss my city like that. Now, Detroit, we basically were so hyped up on who's the best footworker so much that we can't see past it's a Detroit thing. In the techno community, let's stick with the JIT community first. In the JIT community, they got mad at me because I made a short film that I don't think it was so good. I think I worked on too many graphics, but that's what my expertise was, graphic, not storytelling. And I actually made the short film, and it's called JIT Arena. It's on YouTube now. If you look that up, look, it was my first film. And yes, the graphics was okay, but it was too much imagination and graphics, whatever. And it's supposed to be in the the year 2031 or something like that. So it's all futuristic and stuff. And I didn't get so much backlash and hate on this from my own people in my own city because they think that JIT should only JIT and Ghetto Tech should only be this part. It's just in this little small area that it's just ridiculous to a point. Let me explain. One person, I put it on online and I was shopping it around, and somebody said, "This what everybody was talking about? Man, this some bull. It's supposed to be 2031. I thought we supposed to be walking around in space suits." These are different people. Then somebody was like, "Damn, that'd be sweet if he had some East Side jitters." They jit a little different, just very little different. "It'd be sweet if he had some East Side jitters. All I'm seeing is West Side jitters." Yeah, bro. He only mess with certain people. I mean, I think that's fake as hell. I'm hearing all this backlash. Now, let's go to the techno community. With your boy DJ Fluff. In the techno community, a lot of people know me and stuff, and they recognize my name and stuff like that because certain small things I did. I used to roll with Deep Sessions and other people and all types of stuff. Now, with that being said, sometimes I feel like a techno outcast. Let me tell you why. When I remember I went somewhere and there's a techno group here named Area 51. And they do a lot of electronic music and stuff like that. Now, I don't know who did it or what happened, but I know this. When I, they was like, "Oh man, DJ Flow, oh yeah, we seen your video and stuff. Hey, would you mind DJing for us at this party, being some of the lineup for this party?" I said, "Oh, no problem. When is it?" Another guy said, hold on. "Let me talk to him real quick." So my man got to whispering to him and everything else. And just like, then he looked around. He looked at me again as they still whispering to each other. I'm like, what are they talking about? So then he came up to me, was like, "Well, you know what? I think, you know what I'm saying? Let me get your number. And you know what I'm saying? We'll let you know what's going on." I said, "Yeah, when is the party though?" "Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to let you know everything." "Huh?" I said, "Where is it at? Because if I can't DJ, I'll at least come through support or something." "Yeah, man, let me get your number." I said, "All right, man, call me real quick. Let me get yours." None. For some odd reason, later on, I figure out what happened. What happened was this guy said, "Yeah, man, he's not underground techno enough. He made a music video to a techno song." What? So that's the reason why I wasn't allowed to DJ with y'all with certain people at Area 51, because the fact is I want people to see what I was thinking and how my song went as in a music video form. And basically y'all was like, "That's too much going on. It's too much like I guess not underground, but like too much like mainstream." Like, I didn't get it. Nah, let's keep going. So in another techno world, I'm not gonna say, hold on, let me see. You know what? Okay, Derek May, I think it was Derek May, Juan Atkins, and Kevin Sanderson having a thing at a club. Now, we went to the thing at the club, and I'm like, "Yeah, oh man, this is great." They had us in this VIP thing, and they had all free Chinese food and everything else, and we got in for free because all the DJs get in free. I felt like a celeb. I loved it. I think it could have been way more people there, but I think I did come a little late. But still, we was there. It was me and Bird, my dog Bird. I always hung out with Bird. But what ends up happening is, get there, shaking hands, and a buddy, supposed to be a friend of mine, was like, "Yeah, we're going to take pictures with everybody, and we're going to put them on our social media and everything else. So we're going to see us shaking hands and rubbing elbows with the greats." I said, that's a perfect idea. He pulled out a camera. Now, at this time, people camera phones wasn't that good. So he pulled out a camera. It's his camera. And I take pictures of him with everybody. And I'm like, bro, take pictures of me with everybody. So then it's pictures of me taking pictures. I mean, I'm taking pictures of him with them. Then I'm taking pictures with them. Then sometimes somebody else will grab the camera and take pictures of both of us with them. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, man, this is what's up. I'm like, man, please upload these fast as you can. Right? Yeah, that didn't work out so good. Because of some odd reason that I would just call it what it is. What it is. It's hate. I don't know what it is. It's just pure hate. We was all buddy-buddy at the event. Get back. Guess what happens? I got pictures with Derek May, Kevin Sanders, and Juan Atkins. Juan Atkins, Carl Craig, and a lot of other people. Literally every single picture except for one, I was in is not on the internet. And it's been years ago. And not only just is it, if it's not, it's not on the internet, it's not on the internet, and all the other pictures that me and him are in with someone else like this, I'm cropped out. You'll see my arm. Only reason I'm not cropped out on one is because I'm right in between two famous electronic DJs, and I'm cropped out everything else. What's going on? Now, as a person that DJ with many people and does my music thing and everything else. Now, I'm not going to lie. I had a couple of electronic DJ people mad at me because of this part. And I don't think that it should have been anything big. They said, how can you be an electronic DJ and you don't know about 100 songs even, and can tell us the artist to these 100 electronic songs? Now me, I know the songs, but I couldn't tell you each and every artist to all the songs. Like, come on, man. Now, some people, I met some people in Detroit that can be like, oh yeah, that's such and such. Oh yeah, that's such and such. And tell me the year. But also what you got to realize is this. My brain retains so much information. My brain would go off of BPMs. I'm not lying, especially when I'm DJing. BPMs. How do it make the crowd move? And who loves that song? Like, is it the old techno heads that love that song? Or is it the new techno heads that love that song? That's my phone about to die. But basically what I'm saying is that with so much going on. Okay, I fixed my phone, so it probably won't die in the next couple of minutes. With so much going on, plus back then I used to DJ different weddings and backyard events and stuff like that. So I actually had to divvle and dabble into the rap music for a minute and DJ that. And it was cool because I learned stuff. But nowadays, oh, hell no, I'm not doing it. Oh, no. If I have to play another Future song, I'm jumping off a bridge. Man, mumble rap sucks to the maximum. But you probably like it. You do what you do. You see how I'm not even offending no one? Even though I said that music sucks. But still, I'm not offending no one. This is how I personally be. And if I was trying to offend somebody, I sure would have dropped some names on a picture, man, that was not taking pictures of your boy and holding them pictures, and I have no pictures on the internet. Yeah, I would have dropped names. But I'm not. Why? Because before I am a DJ, I'm a man first. Now, a man keeps his business to himself, at least a little bit of it, so nobody else can have an issue with their name being dropped on a random post or podcast. But I just had to air this out and really get it out. Now, while basically airing this out and letting you people know this, I got an album coming out. I had to push the album back because of I'm with a label now. And I did do something stupid, and I had to apologize to the label owner not too long ago. Because I'm so used to underground, what I did was I actually made a release date, and we're still working on it. My release date was supposed to be May 31st, but he actually told me, like, no, Fluff, that's not how it works. When you're with a label, and this label is doing certain things, and you didn't let us know, you didn't let me know nothing, and I have to mix this stuff and master this stuff for you. And you know what I'm saying? When he said that, I was like, oh, that ain't fair. You know what I'm saying? And I actually took literally when I just came up with the date, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking about, oh man, my fans and my people and certain people are looking for this forward to this album coming out. And I literally said, drop a date. And I gave it like 30 something days until I dropped it. You know what I'm saying? Until it came out. But it still wasn't fair to them. So yeah, he kind of felt some type of way, but you know what I'm saying? I told him, like, I have to get used to that. I'm sorry. That was on me. Nah, that we went past it. We got along. We get along now. And we made great music. You know what I'm saying? Cause it totally was my fault. I totally understand. Especially when he explained it to me. I'm like, oh yeah, no, you right. I messed up. Your boy DJ Fluff fought. But another thing, though, I'm coming out with this album, and people already hating before it even starts. Let me explain. So I said something about the album, and somebody, I deleted a post. I said, yeah, album coming out, such, 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 such. Your boy DJ Fluff is going to be on Spotify and everything else. Somebody said, oh, now it's about to be some more Chicago-style music on Spotify under Detroit name. Oh, for real. Nah, this is my secret. This is what I do. I love doing it. I work on Detroit-style techno. I work on Detroit-style ghetto tech. And I work on Chicago-style ghetto tech. And I smash a little bit of Baltimore-type stuff in there, too. A little smidget of Jersey, just a smidget of Jersey, and I'm mixing it into a mutton pot, and I throw probably a pop song or two on it. The reason why is because I like that music. I like that pop techno sound sometimes, and I like all of it. I really like all of it. I'm still a drum and bass fan also, but with that being said, it's like, I get a lot of people that basically from Detroit that can't stand that I would do it that way, but they wouldn't support me even if it's their favorite song on there. And it's crazy because after a while, any artist will tell you that after so much hate, it gets to you a little bit, just a pinch, and it's like, dang. Your boy DJ Fluff can't catch a break with my own people from Detroit for nothing. But what I realize is this. Detroit is the hardest critics and the most truth-telling. And not only just that, even if Obama says something and they didn't like it, they gonna basically tell Obama. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody respects Obama. Detroit don't respect shit. I'm just telling you off the rip. It's how it is. So, I don't feel 100% some type of way, but I feel like this. If I'm going to make a Detroit JIT track, or a JIT track period, or techno in general, if you enjoy it as a person that does footwork, then enjoy it. If you enjoy it as a person that just loves music, enjoy it. You can give me criticism because at the end of the day, if you heard it and you gave me 100% honest criticism, you probably would like it. Unless you don't like electronic music. But with that being said, yeah, I got my voice. I need some water. That's why I keep clearing my throat. But with that being said, I just had to go ahead, vent a little bit, and let you know that a lot of Detroit people, they're going to tell you either the honest truth or they're going to hate on you. One or two. And with my fair share of hate, and even in the techno world, that's only two stories now. The pitcher and the Area 51 thing. And the guy that was talking about Facebook and the JIT Arena thing. Now, that's only that. Trust me, I got way more. Trust me, I got way more. But for now, I'm going to leave you with this one. Please check out DJFluff313.com to let you know when the album is coming out. The album is called The Empire Snacks Back. Instead of Strikes Back, it's Snacks. Snacks Back. I like it. If you see me with a computer head on, that's just my gimmick, my style, my thing. And with this being said, I hope to see you at the Movement Festival. Album coming soon, and I do not have a post date for that. So definitely wait on that. Trust me, I will be back and let you know when. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Please support your boy. Share this link if you get a chance to. I really love y'all. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you. Hey, my people, my people, my people. That's how I think I'm going to open the show now. I want to talk to you about something magical that I have experienced. Let me see. Year 2001. That's the year I graduated high school. Psh, don't tell nobody else, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a minute ago. But still, I went to my prom that year. Great time. And as I went to the prom, I noticed something else also. I had an okay time at the prom. But I had a phenomenal time somewhere else. Hold on. Was it before or after the prom? I think it was before the prom. I had a phenomenal, great, great time at the Detroit Movement Festival. That used to be called Detroit Electronic Music Festival. That it used to be DEMF, or whatever, however you want to call it. But the Detroit Electronic Movement Festival, I used to have a ball there. Not only a ball, it literally was so damn fun with all my peoples. That my prom was like, it was mediocre because of that thing. Let me explain to you. Now, it used to be free. Now, let's go a little bit history lesson real quick. Detroit is the king of techno. We are where it came from. Basically, someone said it came around right around that Wayne State area in Detroit, that Midtown Detroit area. And that was cool with me. But with that being said, we are still the king and the creator of techno, which is a worldwide language. No lie, it's the best thing ever. There'd be no dubstep. There'd be no drum and bass. There'd be no... I probably wouldn't be no trip hop or no acid jazz or no ambient or no trance without us. Somebody was gonna probably make it, but nah, we created it. So real quick, hats off to Detroit for that one. And that's why I love the fact of where I live. I love the fact that I live in Detroit, because when I can say, hey, bro, I live in Detroit, the home of techno, and I do techno music. Now, don't get me wrong, in the hood, they do techno music a little bit different. It's so crazy, so much techno here that
literally they do it, like, if you're in the hood, you're basically in the ghetto. So what type of techno would flourish in the ghetto? Oh, cool. Ghetto tech. A lot of people hated that name, but I was like, bro, it's a name to it, because it was like, a lot of people back in the day, a lot of people was like, yeah, it's just called mixes. Nah, that wasn't hidden. Nah. Like, it was a track called Godzilla. Let me bang. DJ Assault was really taking over this. And Godfather. And 12 Tech Mob. And that's what got me on right there. One day in middle school, I was on the bus. My friend Dewan said, hey, bro, come check this out. I was like, what's that? And it was a 12 Tech Mob tape. I listened to his headphones, and it was just like, oh, my God, what is this? You know what I'm saying? But actually, a little bit before that, actually, because it was like all that, what's that underground stuff, like Two Live Crew type stuff. And a little bit, it had a little bit of ghetto tech, too, because my uncle, okay, let me start over. This is how I got started, when I seen this. Okay, Dewan, that was in the middle. I had to say that's what started me to really, really go into it. But the first thing that literally happened, I was on my auntie in them house. R.I.P. Helen. I went over Auntie Helen house. And as I was there, what was it? They had a party. Now, my Uncle Dave was DJing the party. So it was a basement party. So when you walk down the steps, you see the long, like, as you walk down the steps, it's, you see the elongated basement and stuff like that. It's a big old house. So that's how the house was set up. And it had a couple of blue lights and I think a strobe. Now, when I went in there, I'm sorry for yawning, y'all. I'm a little sleepy. Now, when I went in there, it was like this. I went in, like, they had the party going on, and it was like, y'all kids, y'all stay up here, the grown folks down here, and everything else, and y'all watch this these cartoons now. And they had some old whack-ass cartoons on the tape, whatever, Bugs Bunny and crap. Like, y'all play with these toys, and y'all watch these cartoons. How could you watch all these cartoons with music going on? Like, I got a problem. Like, I can't. No, I'm not doing it, damn it. You know what I'm saying? So, I ends up going, sneaking downstairs. I was like, what's up? Talking to my cousin. Let's sneak downstairs and see what they're doing. Let's sneak down there. So, the first time we tried to sneak up, got caught in the kitchen. No, y'all go y'all ass in that room and watch some cartoons. Sit y'all ass down. Sit y'all ass down. Damn. So, we waited a little bit longer. And then, guess what? Still snuck down the step. I made it down. I was the first one because I was the most excited. I made it halfway down the steps, and all you can see is like everybody just parlaying, and that it was like a almost like a glow, and the strobe lights was going, and that it was like that you know what I'm saying, that ghetto bass was banging, and I was young, and I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And people popping a booty, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, females popping their booty normal. But females popping that booty and everything, like, they was partying. And that's what changed my life. That little half a second, it was just like almost like my jaw dropped. It was that deep at the time. So I'm what the. After a while, somebody come out again. Some lady, I don't know who this lady was. Yay, get y'all ass upstairs. So we back upstairs. I'm like, dog, that's all I had to see. You know what I'm saying? Because literally I'm days go past and I still remember that. But she made us go upstairs and y'all stay in this room, watch these cartoons. Y'all about to go to bed if y'all keep on playing. How you gonna go to bed and these speakers is banging right under our head? Like, what? Who can do that? No, we didn't go to bed. I think my mom's was there, my pops was there, my Uncle Dave,
And I know it was my pop's side of the family, because, you know what I'm saying, that's my pop's sister, Helen. RIP both of them. And they was having a ball. So a couple years later, I was in middle school. Then I get in the back of the bus with DeJuan. And then next thing you know, he had 12 Tech Mob. Oh, man. I said, bro, let me burn this. No. It wouldn't even burn back then. It was like, let me copy this on another tape. Now, look. Y'all cannot tell my mother this. Or my Auntie Annie, you know what I'm saying? Or anybody. But I think, I'm not quite sure. I don't think I did, but I'm not quite sure what tape it was. But I think it was Brownstone. Or was it, I know it wasn't Blackstreet, but I think it was Brownstone. That was their favorite tape. I think I put some tissue in the top parts of the tape. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Took the tape and recorded over it. I'm not quite sure was it, but or either. It could have been another tape. But I know this. I had some tape. I covered the name, the label name, and everything else. And I was like, dog, this is mine. I don't care what's on this tape. I'm recording this. 12 Tech Mob recorded the whole thing. Oh, man, I went crazy. I listened to that tape, pop, man. To it pop. And that's when I knew right then and there, I love ghetto tech and just techno in general. Then I had to say my Uncle Dewey. And another thing, too, don't think everybody is passed on, but yeah, I had to say, God rest his soul, also Uncle Dewey. So I think it's my father, my Auntie Helen, Uncle Dewey, and Annie. They're not with us right now. I love them to death, I swear, all of them. And one thing about it, it's like, my Uncle Dewey gave me that, hey man, check this Kraftwerks out. Gave me a tape. It was the weirdest little blue tape. And next thing you know, he took it back. Now, this is crazy. I listened to it a lot, but he took it back. It was weird and glitchy and everything else. Now, when he took it back, now check this out. This is how God works. Now, check this out. My homeboy, he said that sorry about that. My homeboy said, hey, it's a car in front of my house. We don't know whose it is. It's just all open. I think it's a Stoli. Let's basically jump in there and grab whatever we can and dip out. All the doors unlocked and everything. You just, nobody know who car it is. It was a stolen car. So it's a stolen car in front of his house over on Bryden. Dude named Brandon. I'm like, oh, what you mean? Like, who car is it? We out there playing it, you know what I'm saying? Middle schoolers and just chilling and doing what we do. And I said, screw it, I don't care. Open it up. Let's see. Oh, yeah, they got some tapes in here. And I'm a music fanatic. So I grabbed some stuff. I grabbed, I think, Bone Thugs and Harmony, which I do not listen to this day. I grabbed, I think it was called the Grave Diggers or something. Yep, the Grave Diggers. I think that's RZA's first group that he ever was with, if you didn't know that. And I grabbed Kraftwerks. What the hell? Like, what was the coincidence of that? And some dude named Red Rum, which is murder backwards. It's weird. But, Red Rum, I think I threw that shit out. That shit had to go. It was horrible. The Grave Diggers was all right. I could listen to it because it still had like a little bit of hip hop feel. Bone Thugs and Harmony, that's back then. I don't do that no more. I'll tell you why later. But that's just then. That's what, probably my next episode. I'll tell you why. But after that, I got that Kraftwerks again. And I think it was one more little Ghetto Tech track, CD, tape too. And I actually, man, I went crazy. Oh, and Tupac. So I grabbed all of them. Man, I was listening to all types of stuff before I go to bed. And literally, that's what gave me the passion, love, and drive for techno. Now, I had to definitely say this because the fact is, it's two things. The Electronic Music Fest, which is not Detroit Electronic Music Fest anymore. It is called Movement Festival. I think it's under new management. But back when it was free, it was the best thing smoking. Boy, when I tell you that me and my niggas, we did so much it made no doggone sense. It was I'ma just say, dang, that's what I'ma just say, cause it was something else. I'ma have to literally make this thing in two parts because it's a little crazy, and that would be a total story to tell, and it can probably be a little illegal, but I'm gonna clean it up, make sure that the courts can't use it against me, you know. it's so many stories that it makes no damn sense. I actually got 3 years of stories packed up in one story, but I couldn't even give it to you right now. But we used to go down there as a crew. Me, my two brothers, Buddy, Chris, CJ, Kendall, Vern, R. Dirt, Carl, Kyrie, which is Ditto now, and yeah, his name Ditto, but yeah, and it was just like, bro, we was there, and sometimes we'll just bring a random person, like, it don't even matter, or we'll meet some random people, I'll be like, bro, we out there. Now, as we was out there, we ain't used to get into no fights or nothing, like, no trouble like that, but it was just the fact that, you know what I'm saying, we was young, dumb, and full of cum, and everybody was single. I ain't give a damn who was. It was, we was all just going crazy. So, with that being said, that Movement Festival is this Memorial Day weekend. It is very much needed. I need to go, gotta go, and I'm going again. Even though I get my tickets for a discount price, I wish it was a little bit more freer than that, but that's cool. I'm still there. Get it for a discount price. That's cool. But I am in the building. Your boy DJ Fluff. I just had to real quick just let you know about this Movement Festival. And plus, not only just that, it's like so many DJs. It make no damn sense. And so many after parties. Now, I feel a little whack this year because last year and the year before that, man, I had so many parties I had to do. Okay, I got a DJ at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got a DJ, let me see. On Friday, I got a DJ at 8 p.m. Then I got an hour set after 8 and DJ at 10. Then after the 10 o'clock, I got I'm good on that day. That's Friday. And that wasn't even Movement day. That was the day before. Then I got a party to do at 5 a.m. on Saturday. And after 5 a.m. on Saturday, I got another one to do 12 noon on Sunday. Then on also on Sunday again, I had 12 noon. I had 3 p.m. No, 12 noon, 9 o'clock, and a 12:30. Yep, 12 noon, 9 o'clock, and midnight. Basically midnight because I was there at 12. And this year, and then I had nothing on Monday. But this year, I actually only have, like, basically a street performance. And, and the 25th, which is the first day of the Movement, I have to go all the way out in White Lake, I think, and do a festival. So, that's pretty cool. And I'm doing that with Mark Cooper, a.k.a. Player One, and Blizzard. So, we basically soundproofing it up there and getting free mixtapes ready. That's one thing right there. It's a little bit of... It's a lot of stuff to do this week. I got flyers that I just got done yesterday and mixtapes now and everything else. And it's like, man, it's crazy. It's the jump off and everything else. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead in this podcast real quick with these words. Yes, Detroit, the home of techno. Yes, we always going to be the home of techno. And I'm going to always say that's my home, even if I don't live in a home of techno no more. Why? Because it runs through the vein. Techno straight in the blood, baby. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't, I'm going to OD on it one day. Let's do it.
I'm a fiend. What do you like? Like your favorite thing, basically. What is your favorite thing? Like what do you like so much that you just like, bro, that's my stuff. I hope it's something straight and not sinful. But yeah, definitely hit me back if you could do that. Definitely sign up for my fan list. People get this podcast and stuff first before it even drops. So sign up for on DJFlow313.com. Sign up for my mailing list. And I can tell you when my album coming out because I just did an Instagram post the other day. I have to push it back. But with that being said, you know what I'm saying? It's not my fault. And I'm going to say goodbye. I will talk to y'all later. Podcast out. Hey, my people. That's how I think I'm going to open the show now. I want to talk to you about something magical that I have experienced. Let me see. Year 2001. That's the year I graduated high school. Don't tell nobody else, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a minute ago. But still. I went to my prom that year. Great time. And as I went to the prom, I noticed something else also. I had an okay time at the prom. But I had a phenomenal time somewhere else. Hold on. Was it before or after the prom? I think it was before the prom. I had a phenomenal, great, great time at the Detroit Movement Festival. That used to be called Detroit Electronic Music Festival. That it used to be DEMF, or whatever, however you want to call it. But the Detroit Electronic Movement Festival, I used to have a ball there. Not only a ball, it literally was so damn fun with all my peoples that my prom was like, it was mediocre because of that thing. Let me explain to you. Now, it used to be free. Now, let's go a little bit history lesson real quick. Detroit is the king of techno. We are where it came from. Basically, someone said it came around right around that Wayne State area in Detroit, that Midtown Detroit area. And that was cool with me. But with that being said, we are still the king and the creator of techno, which is a worldwide language. I'm no lie. It's the best thing ever. There'd be no dubstep. There'd be no drum and bass. There'd be no, probably wouldn't be no trip hop or no acid jazz or no ambient or no trance without us. Somebody was going to probably make it, but nah, we created it. So, real quick, hats off to Detroit for that one. And that's why I love the fact of where I live. I love the fact that I live in Detroit because when I can say, hey, bro, I live in Detroit, the home of techno, and I do techno music. Now, don't get me wrong. In the hood, they do techno music a little bit different. It's so crazy. So much techno here that literally they do it. Like, if you're in the hood, you're basically in the ghetto. So what type of techno would flourish in the ghetto? Oh, cool. Ghetto tech. A lot of people hated that name. But I was like, bro, it's a name to it. Because it was like, a lot of people back in the day, a lot of people was like, yeah, it's just called mixes. Nah, that wasn't hidden. Nah. Like, it was a track called Godzilla. Let Me Bang. DJ Assault was really taking over this. And Godfather. And 12 Tech Mob. And that's what got me on right there. One day in middle school, I was on the bus. My friend Dewan said, hey, bro, come check this out. And I was like, what's that? And it was a 12 Tech Mob tape. I listened to his headphones, and it was just like, oh, my God, what is this? You know what I'm saying? But actually, a little bit before that, actually, because
it was like all that, what's that underground stuff, like Two Live Crew type stuff. And a little bit, it had a little bit of ghetto tech too, because my uncle, okay, let me start over. This is how I got started. When I seen this, okay, Dewan, that was in the middle. I had to say that's what started me to really, really go into it. But the first thing that literally happened, I was over my auntie in them house. R.I.P. Helen. I went over Auntie Helen house. And as I was there, what was it? They had a party. Now, my Uncle Dave was DJing the party. So, it was a basement party. So, when you walk down the steps, you see the long, like, as you walk down the steps, it's, you see the elongated basement and stuff like that. It's a big old house. So, that's how the house was set up. And they had a couple of blue lights and I think a strobe. Now, when I went in there, I'm sorry for yarning, y'all. I'm a little sleepy. Now, when I went in there, it was like this. I went in, like, they had the party going on, and it was like, y'all kids, y'all stay up here. The grown folks down here, and everything else, and y'all watch these cartoons now. And they had some old whack-ass cartoons on the tape, whatever, Bugs Bunny and crap. Like, y'all play with these toys, and y'all watch these cartoons. How could you watch all these cartoons with music going on? Like, I got a problem. Like, I can't. No, I'm not doing it. Damn it! You know what I'm saying? So, I ends up going sneaking downstairs. I was like, "What's up?" Talking to my cousin. You know, let's sneak downstairs and see what they're doing. Let's sneak down there. So the first time we tried to sneak, up, got caught in the kitchen. No, y'all go y'all ass in that room and watch some cartoons. Sit y'all ass down. Damn. So we waited a little bit longer, and then guess what? Still snuck down the step. I made it down. I was the first one because I was the most excited. I made it halfway down the steps, and all you can see is like everybody just parlaying, and that it was like a almost like a glow, and the strobe lights was going, and that it was like that you know what I'm saying, that ghetto bass was banging. And I was young. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And people popping a booty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, females popping a booty, normal. But females popping that booty and everything. Like, they was partying. And that's what changed my life. That little half a second, it was just like, almost like my jaw dropped. It was that deep at the time. So I'm what the. After a while, somebody come out again, some lady, I don't know who this lady was. Yay, get y'all ass upstairs. So we back upstairs. I'm like, dog, that's all I had to see, you know what I'm saying? Because literally I'm days go past and I still remember that. But she made us go upstairs and y'all stay in this room, watch these cartoons. Y'all about to go to bed if y'all keep on playing. How you gonna go to bed and these speakers is banging right under our head? Like, what? Who can do that? No, we didn't go to bed. I think my mom's was there, my pops was there, my Uncle Dave, and I know it was my pop's side of the family, because you know what I'm saying, that's my pop's sister Helen. R.I.P. both of them. And they was having a ball. So a couple years later, I was in middle school. Then I get in the back of the bus with Dewan, and then next thing you know, he had 12 Tech Mob. Oh man, I said, bro, let me burn this. No. It wouldn't even burn back then. It was like, let me copy this on another tape. Now look, y'all cannot tell my mother this. Or my auntie Annie, you know what I'm saying? Or anybody. But I think, I'm not quite sure, I don't think I did, but I'm not quite sure what tape it was. But I think it was Brownstone, or was it, I know it wasn't Blackstreet, but I think it was Brownstone. That was their favorite tape. I think I put some tissue in the top parts of the tape. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Took the tape and recorded over it. I'm not quite sure was it, but, or either, it could have been another tape. But I know this. I had some tape. I covered the name, the label name, and everything else. And I was like, dog, this is mine. I don't care what's on the tape. I'm recording this. 12 Tech Mob recorded the whole thing. Oh, man, I went crazy. I listened to that tape, pop, man. To it, pop. And that's when I knew right then and there, I love ghetto tech and just techno in general. Then I had to say my Uncle Dewey. And another thing, too, don't think everybody is passed on, but yeah, I had to say, God rest his soul, also Uncle Dewey. So I think it's my father, my Auntie Helen, Uncle Dewey, and Annie. They're not with us right now. I love them to death, I swear, all of them. And one thing about it, it's like, my Uncle Dewey gave me that, hey man, check this Kraftwerks out. Gave me a tape. It was the weirdest little blue tape. And next thing you know, he took it back. Now, this is crazy. I listened to it a lot, but he took it back. It was weird and glitchy and everything else. Now, when he took it back, now check this out. This is how God works. Now, check this out. My homeboy, he said that sorry about that. My homeboy said, hey, it's a car in front of my house. We don't know whose it is. It's just all open. I think it's a Stoli. Let's basically jump in there and grab whatever we can and dip out. All the doors unlocked and everything. He said, nobody know who car it is. It was a stolen car. So it's a stolen car in front of his house over on Bryden. Dude named Brandon. I'm like, dog, what you mean? Like, who car is it? We out there playing it, you know what I'm saying? Middle schoolers and just chilling and doing what we do. And I said, screw it, I don't care. Open it up. Let's see. Oh yeah, they got some tapes in here. And I'm a music fanatic, so I grabbed some stuff. I think Bone Thugs and Harmony, which I do not listen to this day. I grabbed, I think they was called the Grave Diggers or something. Yep, the Grave Diggers. I think that's RZA's first group that he ever was with, if you didn't know that. And I grabbed Kraftwerks. What the hell? Like, what was the coincidence of that? And some dude named Red Rum, which is murder backwards. It's weird. But, Red Rum, I think I threw that shit out. That shit had to go. It was horrible. The Grave Diggers was all right. I could listen to it because it still had like a little bit of hip hop feel. Bone Thugs and Harmony, that's back then. I don't do that no more. I'll tell you why later. But that's just then. That's probably my next episode. I'll tell you why. But after that, I got that Kraftwerks again. And I think it was one more little Ghetto Tech track, CD, tape two. And I went crazy. Oh, and Tupac. So I grabbed all them. Man, I was listening to all types of stuff before I go to bed. And literally, that's what gave me the passion, love, and drive for techno. Now, I had to definitely say this because the fact is, it's two things. The Electronic Music Fest, which is not Detroit Electronic Music Fest anymore. It is called Movement Festival. I think it's under new management. But back when it was free, it was the best thing smoking. Boy, when I tell you that me and my niggas, we did so much it made no doggone sense. It was. I'ma just say, dang, that's what I'ma just say, cause it was something else. I'ma have to literally make this thing in two parts because it's a little crazy, and that would be a total story to tell, and it can probably be a little illegal, but I'm gonna clean it up, make sure that the courts can't use it against me, you know. it's so many stories. That it makes no damn sense. I actually got 3 years of stories packed up in one story, but I couldn't even give it to you right now. But We used to go down there as a crew. Me, my two brothers, Buddy, Chris, CJ, Kendall, Vern, R. Dirt, Carl, Kyrie, which is Ditto now, and yeah, his name Ditto, but yeah, and it was just like, bro, we was there, and sometimes we'll just bring a random person, like, it don't even matter, or we'll meet some random people, I'll be like, bro, we out there. Now, as we was out there, we ain't used to get into no fights or nothing, like, no trouble like that, but it was just the fact that, you know what I'm saying, we was young, dumb, and full of cum, and everybody was single. I ain't give a damn who was. It was, we was all just going crazy. So, with that being said, that Movement Festival is this Memorial Day weekend. It is very much needed. I need to go, gotta go, and I'm going again. Even though I get my tickets for a discount price, I wish it was a little bit more freer than that, but that's cool. I'm still there. Get it for a discount price. That's cool. But I am in the building. Your boy DJ Fluff. I just had to real quick just let you know about this Movement Festival. And plus, not only just that, it's like so many DJs. It make no damn sense. And so many after parties. Now, I feel a little whack this year because last year and the year before that, man, I had so many parties I had to do. I got a DJ at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got a DJ, let me see. On Friday, I got a DJ at 8 p.m. Then I got an hour set after 8 and DJ at 10. Then after the 10 o'clock, I got a, I'm good on that day. That's Friday. And that wasn't even Movement day. That was the day before. Then I got a party to do at 5 a.m. on Saturday. And after 5 a.m. on Saturday, I got another one to do 12 noon on Sunday. Then on also on Sunday again, I had 12 noon. I had 3 p.m. No, 12 noon, 9 o'clock, and a 12:30. Yep, 12 noon, 9 o'clock, and midnight. Basically midnight because I was there at 12. And this year, and then I had nothing on Monday. But this year, I actually only have, like, basically a street performance. And, no. And the 25th, which is the first day of the Movement, I have to go all the way out in White Lake, I think, and do a festival. So, that's pretty cool. And I'm doing that with Mark Cooper, a.k.a. Player One, and Blizzard. So, we basically soundproofing it up there and getting free mixtapes ready. That's one thing right there. It's a little bit of... There's a lot of stuff to do this week. I got flyers that I just got done yesterday and mixtapes now and everything else. And it's like, man, it's crazy. It's the jump off and everything else. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead in this podcast real quick with these words. Yes, Detroit, the home of techno. Yes, we always going to be the home of techno. And I'm going to always say that's my home, even if I don't live in a home of techno no more. Why? Because it runs through the vein. Techno straight in the blood, baby. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't, I'm an OD on it one day. Let's do it. I'm a fiend. What do you like? Like your favorite thing, basically. What is your favorite thing? Like, what do you like so much that you just like, bro, that's my stuff. I hope it's something straight and not sinful. But yeah. Definitely hit me back if you can do that. Definitely sign up for my fan list. People get this podcast and stuff first before it even drops. So sign up for on djfluff313.com. Sign up for my mailing list, and I can tell you when my album coming out because I just did an Instagram post the other day. I have to push it back. But with that being said, you know what I'm saying, it's not my fault, and I'm gonna say goodbye. I will talk to y'all later. Podcast out.